one more hand clap of praise tonight. Let's worship. Thank you for all he's done. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to be a Christian tonight, brothers and sisters. In a world falling apart, I love being able to stand on the Rock of Ages. Say, go ahead, devil, you make it all shake, it don't matter. This rock ain't moving. Amen. You've tried, you moved me on them other things, but once I got on that word, you might as well just go ahead and go home.
Amen.
That's right. Yes. You can't do nothing to a son of God who takes the word of God on his own lips, speaks that word. It's the same as when God said, let there be light.
Amen.
It's the same God still speaking today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles tonight, let's turn to James 3. God bless you all. It's good to see you all again. Those that I didn't get to see Sunday. James chapter 3. I'll continue on here. Talked a little bit about our trip on Sunday, so I don't really want to take too much time to do that again. But, you know, it might come out. Who knows? You just want to get preaching and things. I did think of one thing. I appreciate the minister brother came to me, his assistant, their brother Isaiah. I forget his last name, but Chillins or something like that. But he said, Brother Andrew, I want to tell you, I really appreciate what you said. And you just have a way of being able to get down to the soul of a person. And I said, man, if we come anywhere short of that, we wasted our time.
That's correct.
If I get on your flesh and you feel good, well, that'll fade out before you get out of here. If you get on your spirit and you think differently, well, all you have to wait for some devil to come talk you out of it. But if I can get to your soul and get the word in there, I don't care how little that seed is. As Jesus said, it's the smallest of all seeds, but you let that thing grow. You let that thing grow. You let that word grow to take over everything.
Amen.
Dad made a comment on my garden here. He said, all I see is dirt. Oh, God. And that's the way a lot of people look at you. We look at ourselves. All I see is dirt, Lord. What's the problem? He said, no, I got a seed in there. I got life in there. And give it enough time, it'll come back up. That's right. It's buried deep, but it's going to come up. You can't stop it. Thank the Lord. So James chapter 3. I'm enjoying this book of James. It's beautiful. I love the Word of God. James chapter 3 verse 1. My brethren, be not many masters. Knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds. There they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therefore bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. So it to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either of vine figs? Or can no fountain, so can no fountain yield both salt water and fresh? Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. I'd like to stop there this evening. I'd like to preach for a topic, the absolute power. The absolute power. Let's bow our heads before the Lord. With every head bowed, and I trust your heart as well. Is there a need you'd like to lift up to the Lord tonight with a raised hand? Say, Lord, you know my heart. Let's pray and invite the Lord to have his way. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for all that you've done for us as we had a whole stack of testimonies. We came in this door and we know, Lord, if we would really think of everything you've done and write it all down, there, as the Bible said, there wouldn't be enough books on this planet to thank you for all the things you've done. And Lord, even in this day, you've come, you've taken this book that we hold and we cherish. How many men have sacrificed their lives for us to get it, not even knowing the revelation that was really in there. But in this day, Lord, you've sent a voice. You've opened it to us, Lord. And we understand the mystery of God from eternity to eternity. And Lord, we believe that that's what's giving us the faith to rise in this day. We thank you for it, Father. We give you honor and glory due to your name for showing us this truth in this day. I pray it'll speak to us once more tonight, that you'd speak to every heart, give every need that's in here, Lord. Go beyond the thinking of our minds, and may we go into the mind of Christ and know those hidden mysteries, those hidden wisdom, Lord, that we so desire to know, the things that actually matter, Lord, the Word of God being manifest in every life. Grant it to each one that's here. Heal every sickness in this building, Lord. Restore every backslid, Lord, and just encourage the discouraged to press on and to fight another day, to believe your word all the way to the end. May we endure, Lord, that we might be saved. Grant in this place, we pray, have your way in the service. In Jesus Christ's name, we believe it and pray together. Amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah, the absolute power. You know, as you pastor, you begin to realize you say a lot of things a lot of times and you repeat yourself, but you know what, at the end of the day, that's what the Bible's all about, brother, sister. Is to tell you something, as John even wrote one time, he says, I don't tell you this because you don't know it. I tell you because you already know it. And you're establishing the truth. But it seems to be that you're kind of getting off what we thought we believed. And Brother Branham, I'm sure if you could raise up and come back here and preach under somebody else's name besides his own, he might find the church in the same condition in this day, brother, sister. We got too many thoughts of our own, or getting into this idea of what power looks like, of what the bride's revival is going to be, what a manifested Son of God looks like. We've got this idea that these men had no trials. They had no temptations. They had no faults or failures. Yet the Bible was very careful to note every single person's fault or failure, which is why I've got so much confidence in this book compared to other things that are called holy. Because if you go read the Quran, you can't find one thing bad about Muhammad. You can't find one thing bad about any man. And even the stuff that people didn't like about Jesus are recorded. That's right. Now, we don't believe he sinned, but they would take it as he did. He doesn't know how to show compassion. Here was a man who had lost his daughter. He goes in there and says, what y'all crying about? She's not dead. She sleeps. Look at this crazy man. Look what he's doing. What do you mean he died and raised again? I don't believe that. Virgin birth? Come on. How is that possible? See, it's got a reproach that goes with it. But brother, sister, there's not any kind of cookie cutter religion. It's the word. That's the absolute. That's the absolute power. That's what God dictated from the beginning, before the beginning, before there was anything. The word is what dictated all existence. Hallelujah. The world's given us all kinds of ideas about, and even in the Christian realm, of what the end time's going to look like, what it's supposed to look like. They got every movie coming out on every side about the apocalypse. About the end, and they don't even know what the word apocalypse means. The apocalypse doesn't have anything to do with destroying the whole world. It's the revelation of the hour. And the apocalypse has already happened. It's already been uncovered. It's already been shown to us. And the absolute power is not hidden anymore, but it's been revealed to the sons and daughters of God. It's been shown to us. And brother, sister, what we need to do is shake ourselves from this dullness that we're still climbing, trying to find something else, and it's sitting all around you. Hallelujah. Too many people's absolute power is not the word. They've went to other things. They've went to their feelings. They'll say, well, as long as I feel good, then I know God's with me. And that can be the most deceptive thing in the world. Hallelujah, you could feel so good and so great, and the only reason you're feeling good is because the devil's trying to pull the reins back a little bit so you'll stay in the sin you're in. That's right, I love people, I need deliverance, God deliver me, and then God deliver you, and then you go right back in the sin that got you in the problem in the first place. And then next time you go to ask again, and for some reason, why did God heal me this time? Well, didn't you learn last time? Hallelujah, what do you want to be healed for anyways? So you can just miss more church? Hallelujah. As long as God gives me good health, let me use it for the kingdom of God. Amen. As Brother Brandon, we talked about that old preacher. You all know it. Came out 80-something years old, black brother down in the south. Came out there, and they had to pretty much walk him out there. But when the Spirit got a hold of him, he said he jumped up, clicked his heels, and said, "You ain't got enough room up here for me to preach." And Brother Brandon said, "If that'll do that to an old man, what'll do to me? A man still in my 20s. Don't tell me the Holy Ghost died. Don't tell me there's not joy for the Christian. Don't tell me there ain't a reason for us to stand and give God praise and give Him our voice and worship Him in the Spirit. God did not fail. God has fulfilled His word in this day, and there is absolute power given to the Christian for every situation, every place, every trial, every temptation. There's an overcomer, and He lives in the heart of every believer that's got the Holy Ghost."
Yes, sir. I believe that.
I thank God for the gifts that He's placed in my life, but you know, at the end of the day, God could use those, and I could still be a hypocrite. What do I appreciate more than anything is that God called me His son.
Amen.
I'm not a minister first. I'm a son of God first.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I think Brother Bram talked about, I might be paraphrasing a little bit, but there was a man who was upstairs, and I think y'all know the story about he just get excited about everything and just start a ruckus. So they tried to have a nice formal meeting downstairs. So they just gave him a geography book. Say, maybe Dad will stay quiet up there. I won't give him the Bible or nothing. Nowadays, you don't need to worry about that. They ain't going to say nothing. They ain't going to get too excited because then somebody think you're fanatical. Because then we're Pentecost again and not message believers. Brother, we got Pentecost Plus. I wonder what they mean. Pentecost Plus what? Your TV? Pentecost Plus what? The things of the world? Desires? What do you mean? No, if we're talking about the Scripture Pentecost, there ain't no plus to that. That is the restoration of a son of God back to his position, is what happened on the day of Pentecost. But that denomination out there took that experience, put a box over it, and killed the thing. That's like saying you got more than zero in this day. Pentecost Plus. They don't got nothing out there, brother, sister. Don't you get on. See, that's what happens. As long as Satan can come and change your idea about the Word of God, you'll begin to equate things that are based on feeling, that are based on sight, that are based on what people call miracles and things of this sort. And then all of a sudden it looks like our message has failed. All of a sudden it looks like God's grace to me wasn't as good as it was to those that you have to believe aren't the elect. Hallelujah. See, that's a hard thing to say. People don't like that. But look, the elect have to believe all the word.
Amen.
There ain't no getting around it because the elect are the word.
Amen.
That's where they came from. So for you to say you have the original seed means you have to have this plant that's been growing up.
Amen.
Amen. Don't tell me you got an original seed and you got different branches and different stalks and different than everything that seed's supposed to produce. Hallelujah. And God has given us this perfect, as we just read there in the book of James. James says, man has tamed every beast, he's tamed every animal, he's tamed things in nature and this sort, but there's one thing a man can't seem to do.
Come on.
That's to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah. Yep. Very true.
And sometimes they might keep their mouth shut, but their mind's still saying it. And we're going to learn that just because you didn't say the words don't mean you're not producing word. I'm going to say that again. Just because you didn't quite say it didn't mean you didn't produce it. Because when God said His word, we didn't get a textbook. We got a person.
Amen.
Oh my. The word, when God denotes a word, it means a lot more than just hot air. God's word produces action.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, that's why the words of a man don't really mean a whole lot, do they? Because there's nothing to base, there's no foundation of it. But when the word comes from God, He speaks it, but then it lives.
Amen.
We just had the prayer request go forward. I didn't even pray for it, but God heard me. What is that? The word made a place for the word. Glory to God. I hope somebody believes this tonight. We are only as good as our word, brother, sister. That's why you're watching churches fail on every side, because they only got so much word even left. And that's all the better they can produce. They can't get nowhere else. And for a time, God winked at ignorance, as we understand. God allowed the church to be in that case when it was through the days of Irenaeus and all the way through John Wesley and things. As we understand, they could only manifest so much word because that's all that God had given to them.
That's right.
But the excuses stop in this age. Am I speaking to someone today?
Come on.
We are at the end time, brother, sister. God is no exception either. Let me read this coming out of the Church of the Living God, 1951. Listen now. God is worth no more than His Word. And if His Word is no good, then He is no good. If your Word, if I can't put confidence in what you say, you're no good. But you're just as good as your Word is. And God is just as good as His Word is. And I, as a Christian believer, I believe that this Bible is inspired. And it's written by the Holy Spirit, and it's the infallible Word of God. And God is under obligation to His Word, to the believer that will accept His Word. And any word is a seed. If you'll believe it in your heart by faith and believe it and confess it, God will bring it to pass. Amen. Sirs, we would see Jesus, 1963, in any word of God, any word that God says, it can never be changed. Now that's the reason I believe the Bible is just the way it's written. See, it can never be changed. We can't find nothing better. I got to stop there, brother, sister, because we're starting to believe a lot that there's something better out there. Brother, sister, it's laying right there in that Word of God. What more do you want than before there was a world, before there was a devil, before there was sickness, there was pain, you were there.
That's true.
Hallelujah. You lived in a realm, in a form that the devil don't know a thing about, brother, sister. God's thoughts, as we understand, were already real and existed. They've always existed. God was never created, brother, sister. He always was. When the Bible speaks of the creation of God, that is God taking that eternal form, which no man can understand, no man can see, and made it into a materialistic thing that we could feel, we could touch, we could see, we could talk to, and it would talk back.
Right. Amen.
See, God's Word didn't stay thought. It became action. When God said it, it was much more than Him mouthing words. It was creative power going forth.
Right.
He didn't just say, let there be light, and just went on and said, well, whatever, we'll see what happens. No, He began to move the universe. He began to form it out of nothing. Think of that for a minute. There was nothing. There was no space even. Just God. And He began to speak and to create and to bring. And how did He do it all the time? Oh, His mighty power. The Bible don't have one word that ever says that. He did it by His Word. In Hebrews, you all know this scripture, but Hebrews 1:1 says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. What is His Son? John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things, there wasn't anything made without the Word.
Amen.
That's right. And it said, then the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And that Word was the Son. That's why when John picks up what the real Trinity Scripture is, not what the denomination is teaching, but 1 John 5:7, there's the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
These three are one. Do you see why you have to say it that way? Because if you just said the Son, so many people would just say Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. But when you say the Word, when you say the Word, you begin to realize inside of that Son was a bride. And she's a part of the Godhead. Hallelujah! He hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. How can you believe the Trinity and believe that? How do you hear from Jesus? He ain't here. He didn't say by the Spirit. He said by His Son.
Amen.
And if you don't believe the Son's the Word, you don't understand how you could still hear from Him in this day when we all know the body's on the right hand of the Father waiting for resurrection morning.
Amen.
That's right, brother, sister, because then He's going to come and we're going to meet Him in the air.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait for that. I hope that's your hope and dream, and that's the only reason you're even living. If we're still waiting on something else, and we want Trump to get elected, or we want Hillary Clinton, or we want Russia to drop a bomb or something, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'll show you what's happened is you've made this religion again, and you're looking for little titty bitty things happen and say, look how smart I am. I knew this was going to happen. I told you so. That ain't what God's looking for. I'm waiting to meet my husband, brother, sister. I feel stupid to the world. I understand that. We all standing out there with our wedding gown on. We're praying in the Spirit. Ain't a bit worried about the economy. Ain't a bit worried about our finances. Ain't worried about the job. When it comes to the end of the day, we're sitting out there saying, Lord, when you coming? Let the dinner burn. I want to make sure I get to that supper. Hallelujah. Hath in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things. How are we heirs? Hallelujah. Look, you can't deny this truth. When you see it, as Brother Branham said, it made the Bible a whole new book, and it runs, the revelation ran from Genesis to Revelation. It is what God was trying to tell the people of God. Amen. Spoken to us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. So they're in total agreement with John on that. Who being in the brightness of His glory, so the Son was in the brightness of the Father's glory, and the expressed image of His person. The expressed image of His person. What is God like? The Word. Hallelujah. People are, I think God would do this. I don't care. That ain't what the Word said. I don't think God cares what you wear. Really? He did say it in His Word. That's Old and New Testament, by the way. I don't think God cares if you're homosexual or not. Really? That's really Old and New Testament. That's the one thing Paul said you should suffer in this life for. Go look it up. He said they've reaped a just recompense of their errors, even in this life, much less the life to come. Now, God can have mercy and forgive them. Don't get me wrong. I believe that with all my heart. But for them to run and say it's okay. No, as I told you about that man that was a pastor and ended up realizing he was a woman and then stayed a pastor, but now he's a woman, still got a wife and kids. That's not even hypocrisy. That just makes me, that's just throw up. It's disgusting, it's filthy, and it's created such a confusion, nobody knows where to stand on, brother, sister. I have no surprises now when people can believe something like that and say, why do we need this? This causes division, this causes hate, this causes discrimination. Yeah, it does, against sin. It causes a hate of sin. I hate sin. I hate what it does to people. People think homosexuality works, but every study that's ever tried to be honest about it has shown it's just negative effects on every side. Why? Because God didn't set it up that way. God set it up in the beginning, male and female. You can't change the picture. They've tried it. They've tried it in the animal world to change that picture, that horses aren't going to be horses no more and donkeys aren't going to be donkeys. We're going to make mules. And they've been trying it for years and thousands of years. And you know what they can't do? They can't make a race of mules. They get one. They use it till it dies. You got to go make another one. And that's just the way the devil does it. He give you one revival, but nothing lasting about it. It just dies on the ground. You got to go make a new one. And then what he'll do is get you to blame everyone else except realizing, why am I sitting here hybrid in the Word? Why don't I just go back to the original? Just let the horses stay with the horses. That'll make more horses. Let the donkeys stay with the donkeys. That'll make more donkeys. And at the end of the day, this plan of God will keep on rolling through. Amen. Now, come on, be more spiritual than that. We ain't talking about donkeys and horses. We're talking about the seed of God. If we'll just take the seed of God as the Word of God, as our absolute, that this is absolute power. I'm the Lord that heals all thine diseases. And when you, a son of God, takes that, so many people look at ministers, what's the secret, brother? How do you do it? There ain't no secret about it. That's the secret. I've said this before, I'll just say it again. It's the same when I've done The Biggest Loser and I've lost 40, 50 pounds before. People say, what's the secret? Guess what? There ain't no secret. I ate better and I worked out. Guess what? I lost weight. Hallelujah. And when a Christian will finally quit reasoning and just do what they know they're supposed to be doing, get on their knees and pray, read their Bible with faith and believing that that promise is for them, and take that word on their lips and just speak it anyways, no matter what the devil's got to say about it, you'll watch the Son of God begin to grow in the heart of every person. The Son of God is the Word that is the expressed image of God's person. Let me keep reading that. And upholding all things by the word of His power. Everybody's waiting for God. Look, He's not going to come sweeping on with another revival, brother, sister. Not on the national scale, as we understand. The bride's revival is here. The bride's revival is not arriving. It's arrived. We don't need a return ministry. The ministry never left. I got to say that again. Some of you think the ministry left with Brother Branham. Brother Branham was a Son of Man revealing the Son of Man. And where did he see the Son of Man? In the baptism of the Holy Ghost and every believer, the revelation of the Son of Man to every individual that Jesus Christ lives. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Coming out of sirs, we would see Jesus. Look at this. Even the Son of God, when he was made flesh, he did the same thing he's asking us to do in this day. Jesus always referred back to the Father's word, constantly, all the time. No, Lord, I got this one. I don't need your promise on this one. I'll be all right. Brother, sister, get that out of your theology. When you wake up and you stand on your feet, say, thank the Lord, I got feet to walk on. Because I'm going to tell you, and we've all learned it, the second, because you're sons and daughters of God. I believe that with all my heart. I trust you do as well. You're his child. Amen. And when he starts seeing you getting a little self-sufficient, realizing that you're about to go down a devil's path of destruction, he'll let them feet all of a sudden not work today, won't they? And then you go, you know what? Thank the Lord for good feet. Just like this morning, I woke up with a headache. You know what I do every time? Thank the Lord for good health. I sure appreciate good health because I sure hate these headaches. You all might have other things. That's the one thing, Brother Andrew, cannot stand. I don't want a headache. I'd rather throw up every 10 minutes. I'd rather cough my guts out. But you give me a headache, I'm done. And you know what? I had to study for a sermon, brother, sister. How do you think that's like? Amen. But glory to God. He's faithful to his word. I said, Lord, I need to study. I want to spend time. I want to be consecrated so I can be in the right channel. Because if I got too much of my thought, I don't want to give that. That ain't no good. I want the word, Lord. Amen. And he meets me. He meets you.
Yes.
When you believe it with all your heart. Refer back to his word constantly, all the time. Let me keep writing, or keep reading. Jesus always referred back to the Father's word constantly, all the time. It is written. It is written. That's how he defeated the devil, on the word. Hallelujah. It is written. He came in the power of the Scripture. Exactly the interpretation of the Scripture. Hallelujah. Everybody's looking for the dynamics to arrive.
Oh,
brother, sister, again, I'm going to say it. They never left.
Right.
I'll show you where God put the dynamics in the church. You give me anywhere God took them out. People said, you know, well, Jesus said, you know, if they'll do these things in a green tree, what will they do in a dry? Yeah, the world's dry. Well, what did it say about Jesus in Isaiah? He was in Isaiah 53, he said he was a root planted in dry ground that sprung up out of dry ground. Where's our excuse that we can't grow then? See, you're waiting on rain when God has already put the well of living water in you and it can already bubble up healing. It can already bubble up joy. It can already bubble up overcoming power and faith. And everything that you're looking for has already been planted into your heart by God before the foundation of the world. And in this day, he's poured the Holy Ghost on it.
Amen.
And that seed that used to lay there dormant now lives.
Amen.
And every time the devil tries to push it down, life just pushes it right out. The eternal life pushes out. Temporal life. People say, my flesh, my flesh. Well, look at your word that you're saying. That ain't what the word said.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Well, Paul said, you know, who will deliver me from this body of corruption? Brother, I'm just having such a hard time. What did he end the scripture with saying? But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. He never said, devil, you got me defeated. He said, what are you talking about? I don't even care if I'm going through a battle. I know I've got a defeated enemy.
Amen.
You can make it try to hurt Satan all you want to. God, give me some infirmity. Nobody even seems to really know what Paul had. But he said, I prayed for it 3 times to leave me. And he said, God said, or Jesus said, nope, my grace is sufficient for you. Then he said, I'll glory in my infirmities because even when God lets the devil after me, I can still beat him.
Yeah.
See, don't give the devil glory. Always give glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. People looking for a testimony, but everything out of your mouth is unbelief. Don't do that. Say what the word said about it, brother. And it sounds so elementary. It sounds so, you're just being stupid. You're not being reasonable. You're not being real. But that's because you don't recognize the word is the absolute power. It dictates the existence of everything. You want sickness to leave? Go back to the word. It can tell it to leave. Even when the Son of God just saw a woman out there with a dead boy, past early age, felt compassion. There was so much power bubbling up in that Son of God. He walked over there and said, I just feel sorry for you. I'm going to raise him up for you. Here you go. What did that? Well, did he have to say it? Not necessarily. Did he have to? He was the Word. Hallelujah. Look, Brother. Oh, man. When Brother Branham spoke the squirrels into existence, you'll never find one time he says in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the Word expressed itself. Hallelujah. Oh, God, open up our eyes to see it. That when that Word comes upon you, and you get so lost to where you're not even thinking, you're not even reasoning. All it is just the Word, the Word, the Word. If you'll just yield to it, let it speak itself out. All heavens and earth will bow before whatever comes out of your lips. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time, Christian friends, I don't even know if I'm going to go that long tonight. Is that all right? It's time for us to put all of our confidence in one place, amen, in the Word of God.
Amen.
That's what James was trying to get him to realize. He said, you're brethren. You're the sons of God. You're the beloved of God. Why are you letting the devil's unbelief come out of your mouth? Why do you bless God and then curse His children? And he says it's hypocrisy because the children of God are the very image of the God they say they are serving. Hallelujah. For you to say that, oh, I just love the bride. Oh, I don't believe that. That's not right at all. You say you just believe the bride, but that's because you've come up with your own idea of the bride, which is really just your flesh. That's what you love. You love your flesh. You know, I got my problems, but, you know, God understands mine. But I don't know why Brother So-and-so struggles with that. Never bothered me a day. Woo, glory. Some of you sisters might look at a man and say, what in the world does he care about football? That's the dumbest thing I ever watched. 20 guys out there sweating and growling all over each other for one ball. What's the problem with that? They could go and they could buy 22 balls. That's fine. Give every one of them one. Why do they got to fight over one? And of course, men think, I got a good shirt. Why do I need a second one? And a woman's got 42 of them. Why do you need all those? Why? See, we don't understand. But at the end of the day, it's not for us to understand. It's for us to just accept and say, you know what? We're all a little different. As I put on Sunday, really, or as I said on Sunday, every one of us is actually a whole world. We're a whole world. We're just all kinds of things that even husband and wife, we don't completely understand each other. But there's one thing we all have to come together on is the Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When the day of Pentecost came, it said they had all things in common. I don't think that was football. I don't think that was certain tops. I know. It was that all were one with the Word. And the Word is not cookie cutter like so many people want. The Word is a person. And that person has many members. And every one of those members, though they are of the same life and the same material, they all function just a little bit different. And as long as we can all accept that and just all stay on the Word, the whole body of Christ will move on just the way it's supposed to. But if we get every person to think they're supposed to be a finger, then the toe will think it's messing up all the time. I don't know what you're called to do. There's one thing we're all called to do, and that's serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We ain't called to serve the world. We ain't called to pronounce unbelief. We're called to say faith.
Amen,
amen, brother, sister. You want to overcome anything? Say everything that the Word has to say about your situation.
Yes.
Now, don't let it just be a man's word. Let it be God's word.
Amen.
Get to the place with your mental factors. We understand mental faith makes a way for perfect faith. That's true. You can literally take your mind and keep promising that word until it actually becomes real faith. Because real faith don't need to do that. Real faith, it just is. Come on, do you understand? Real faith is a substance. It's something you ain't got to make up. It's in my hand. I know it's there. Real faith will tell the devil, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't have no heart disease. My faith already declared I can see my body. It's already well. What are you talking about? Amen. You're defeated. You're this, you're that. No, I don't look in the Word. I'm not defeated. You're defeated. You're in the lake of fire. I'm the one on the other side. Glory to God. You were down there in despair. I was shouting for joy with the other sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know it. Amen.
Hallelujah. Just like John 14. I love this. I'm just going to turn there. I know I got it somewhere. John 14. I've written this down. Yeah, if you want to, go ahead and turn there. I just love how Jesus says this. It's not exactly what he's saying in the scripture that's notable to me, but what he has to remark on. I'll show you. John 14, right there in verse 1, he says, excuse me, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. This is what I want to emphasize.
If it were not so, I would have told you. What is Jesus' point there? Is I'm not going to lie to you. Amen. I'm going to tell you everything you need to know. And I'm not giving you some promise that I can't fulfill. No, I'm telling you this because it's real. And that you need to know this or you won't have the faith to get there. You need to know that, look, before you ain't going to go build your house. That's in the millennium. He said, I got one better than that. I got one that you don't even know nothing about. I go to prepare it for you. Oh, my, the Son of God going to build my house. Brother Rodney, I appreciate what you can do, but I want the Son of God building my house. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, if it weren't no so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Aren't you happy for that, brother, sister? He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. We've got to believe that word that though I'm here in the midst of the darkest of ages, he promised to never leave. Amen. The light's still shining, brother, sister. We're walking through the shadow of the valley of death. Isn't that right? It's just the shadow, brother, sister, because the light is still shining. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was just a nice little side note there. I hope that was fine. Why? See, this is where I want to get to. Brother, sister, I understand the pressures of this day. I understand we are on the greatest squeeze of a Christian's ever been under in any time. But why has God allowed it? Instead of saying, oh, Mr. Devil got away with it. No, God allowed it. God even said, go ahead, have him. He did it to a man who didn't even have the age that we have. All the way back, the first part in the Bible was Job. And we know what God had. He had a conversation with Satan and said, go ahead, have him. Just leave him alive. Take all his stuff, killed all his kids, everything else. And he said, well, fine, I'll just attack his own body. For skin, a man will give himself up for skin. He said, go ahead and try it. I dare you. Hallelujah. We think all these troubles and tribulations, oh, God just don't, what's he doing? He don't get it. And we think we got a better way to make a son of God than God does. There ain't no way to make a son of God without trials. There ain't no way to make a son of God without troubles. There ain't no way for you to recognize the power of the word unless there's something to fight against it. I even read a quote. I'll read you a different one here in a minute. But Brother Brandon was talking about, and I ain't condoning adultery by no means, but he was saying that, you know, a lot of times when something like that happens, after it's all done and repentance has been made, it just makes the bond between them so much better than what it was before all that mess. Why? Because they both failed. They both don't deserve it, but they both had mercy extended and they got to receive grace. And when we realize, brother, sister, you might not have been an adulterer, but every one of us were. Every one of us were sinners. Every one of us didn't deserve anything. But when we receive mercy, it makes the bond between us and our Father just so much sweeter than it would have been without it. I don't know if we like that too well, but we understand Jesus Christ a whole lot more than Adam did. We understand the redemptive qualities of God that Adam didn't know in his time. He might have known it in thought or heard God say it, but we know it by the Word being made flesh. We've experienced it. I know what it's like, Adam. You know what it was like to fall, but I know what it's like to get back up. To not have to be that sinner that I was. I thought I was doomed. God had said, the day you eat, the day you die. I thought it was over. And someone took the price for me. The one who is the expressed image of the Father. If you keep reading that scripture, what does it say? When he had took by himself our sins, he purged it from us. What's purged? It's gone, brother, sis. It's annihilated. It doesn't even exist anymore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God doesn't condone sin, but do you see why he allowed it to exist? It was to draw us closer to him. The mind of God, oh, what infinite wisdom. Not the sin itself, but the redemption back from it. Glory to God. I don't know if that's striking just right, but I believe it with all my heart. That God, the only reason. How else do you explain why God would allow his children to fall? How else do you explain why sin could even exist in the first place? It was God's longing desire to show you who the creator of the universe is. You know, every intellectual is looking for that knowledge. They are trying to find what you and I know from an uneducated Kentuckian prophet. Glory to God. What privileged people we are, brother, sister, that we can look past the curtain of time and say, oh, what are you worried about this body for? I got one waiting for me over there that the devil ain't never been able to touch. It was the Word. It's the same body that Jesus came in. I'm going to have one that looks just like it. Same properties. They ain't going to be all these scars and all this. There's going to be one scarred body over there. Oh, our blessed Jesus. So, can you just see yourself going through the paradises of God and going up to Jesus and you still see that nail print through his hand and say, oh, blessed Jesus. You see how that just brings such a sweetness to your heart to even think how much more he means to you because you know you should have died and he took your place. Now in minor form, brother, sister, to bring this down, our current troubles that we go through now are to bring us closer to him. Hallelujah. Before Job's trial, he never thought to ask the question that God was wanting asked. What happened? He began to recognize, I've done this religiously. I know it's true. I believe it with all my heart. But what's the point to all this? What's the point to giving sacrifice? What's the point to being right with God? I look at the tree, it dies, and it comes back up. But we just buried, you know, Brother Jehoshaphat last week. He's still there. What's the point? What happens to a man? Oh, if I could just stand before his court, I'd tell God off. Woohoo! That's what he said. He said, I tell him what he should have done. I tell him that I'm righteous. And that's what Elihu said. He said, Job, this is your one problem. You justified yourself instead of God. Now he was standing on the word, we understand, but he got that attitude all of a sudden. And we get an attitude off our little bitty. Why did I have to eat? Why did my wife get what she knows I like? I like whole green beans, not cut, and get all man stewed up about it. Now that might seem silly, but those little things destroy our experiences. They do. We go. That's why I love when the Bible said, remember the patience of Job. He endured a whole lot before he even made that little slip up. How many knows that? And what was, I love how God is faithful. He sent a man with the word and Job accepted it. And then come the whirlwind. Brother, sister, it'd be a lot easier just to go ahead and get right with God before you got to come up to the whirlwind. Job, he said, I've said things I shouldn't have said. He said, I'm going to put my hand right here and just leave it here. Why? It was the one thing he couldn't tame. And God in this day has given us the power over everything that the devil thought he could get us to falter by. Look, you say, I can't overcome it. Of course you can't. Someone already did. And God allows you to fall so you'll quit depending on yourself and depend on him. That's why trials are coming, brother, sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Let me just keep going here. I'll try to wrap this up. Coming out of, it's the sermon is, I know. It's out of 1960. It says, why does God let troubles come? God harnesses troubles, put bits in its mouth, and makes it obey him. And those troubles bring us into a closer fellowship with God. There had been no rainbow until the flood came. But after Noah had pressed into that condition that he was in to float 40 days and nights in a storm, and that little ark pitching up and down in the water, it was after the flood was over that he saw the rainbow for its first time, the covenant of hope, the covenant of promise. After he'd went through the tribulation, then he saw the promise. That's the way you see the promise after you've gone through the tribulation. I've liked that poem or song. Must I be carried home to heaven on a flowery bed of ease while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas? We ask for comfort and peace. God gives us the best he could give us, trials and tribulations. That's better than comfort and peace. Our comfort is just beyond the river. Amen. Amen. It wasn't until the Hebrew children were forced into the fiery furnace on one of their most outstanding trials that they seen one like the Son of God standing among them. Their trials produced the Son of God standing among them in the breezes to wave away the heat wave. But not until they went into the fire did that comforter appear. It was Daniel who had purpose in his heart that he not defile himself with the things of the world and was forced through a trial, whether he'd pray to God or go to a lion's den. But it was after the heat was put on and he was thrown into a lion's den, and after that he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the midst of him, keeping away that great pillar of fire standing between him and the lions. And the lions could not get him because he went through the trials and temptations and troubles. He knew that his God was able to deliver him from that. Let me just skip down. He says, oh, if the church could only wake to itself today to find that after the troubles and trials and laughs and made fun of, the things of the church has been through the Pentecostal church, that we see God in our midst doing great signs and wonders. Hallelujah! What do I care about the storms of life? Why are they happening? Because I want to see the glory of God. How many wants to see the glory of God? We all want to raise the dead. Well, guess what? Somebody's got to die. And why hasn't it happened too often? I think most of us head for that door, just like Billy Paul did. Remember that? He said, Brother Bram saw that woman die. He said, Billy Paul, go pray for her. He said, Billy Paul, I don't want nothing to do with that dead woman. Why? He said, and he even tells you, it's because of superstition. It's just a body, brother, sister. Once you get out of this realm, you'll realize your flesh is really what Brother Bram said it is. It's just chemicals. There ain't nothing fancy about that. It's the life that's in it that makes it breathe and move. It's the spirit that gives it life. And all it is raising the dead is taking that spirit that's done left somewhere else and bringing it right back. What can do that? The word that made that spirit in the first place. Hallelujah! Glory to God. And if God can do that to a dead body, how much more can He do it to us who are getting depressed or getting sad, who can't seem to get to victory? How much more can we just speak what He's already said in the Word and it'll give life just the same?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh my, I thank Him for the Word, brother, sister. Where would we be without the Word of God? Too many of us have been saying too much of the world, too much of what science says. Anytime we have a problem, instead of actually going to Word, we'll go Google it first. How about you Word it first?
Amen.
Bring it through the Word, brother, sister. God will pull it out what it really is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Never is the Christian to fall in despair. Oh, I got you didn't hear me there. He's never to fall in despair, though he's in the midst of what looks like death on every side. There's something inside of him that says it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This wasn't on accident. Look, none of you have had the trial that Jonah had. We think 3 days. Look, there wasn't no cell phone in his pocket from to check how long it's been. There wasn't nobody sending him messages saying we're thinking about you and praying. Come on. There wasn't nobody Skyping him down there. The fish didn't talk to him. Or the seaweed. We know that was on his head when he got out. That's right. He was down there, as he called it, I was in the belly of hell. I was in the depths of the sea. But even a Jew who had turned away back so that we understand that it worked out for the glory of God. Don't get me wrong. But Jonah didn't do what he was supposed to do. That's right. He was a man running from the presence of God. That's what he was. He was down there knowing I'm only here for my own stupidity. I don't even know why I'm alive. I should be dead right now. What began to happen is he began to think on that. Why am I not dead then? God must still have a purpose for me. What did he resort to? He didn't have any power. How was he going to get out of that whale? Did he have a gun to blow out the top and swim back up to the top? He didn't rely on power. He went back to the absolute power. The Word. And he remembered when Solomon built the temple. He said, if thy people be in trouble. He looked around and said, I meet the qualification.
Amen.
And turned to this place. How did he know which way Jerusalem was? By the Word. Holy Spirit led him right to it. How'd you get to this message?
Come on.
How'd you come back to it? How'd I get here? When I begin to think of the grace of God it took to get you, a pastor standing behind here right now, amazing grace, how sweet the sound, brother, sister. And every one of us ought to have that. If you ain't got that testimony, you ain't a Christian yet. That's all there is to it. You say, well, I didn't have a dramatic change. You need a dramatic change, brother, sister. If it didn't change your thinking from the top of your head down to your soles of your feet, you need to go back to Calvary and get a real new birth, because it'll take a Jonah who is scared to death of the presence of God to go back to the Word, turn his face to Jerusalem, and say, God, deliver me out of this belly of the world. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. I'll preach to every sinner in the corner if that's what you want me to do. I do not care.
Right.
God heard his prayer. Could you imagine what it was like all of a sudden to feel a little rumbling going on? Let's actually go there. Are you in the belly of the whale right now? That's what I feel like. I'm just sitting there and saying, what is this? All of a sudden, I'm sure the pressure began to feel a little different in the room. Don't you love when the promise of God starts to come to pass? Just keep on holding on. Hold on. Too many of us just give up and jump out of the whale and hope to live. Let God do it His way. God don't need your help. God don't need your assistance. He needs your obedience.
Amen.
That's right. And he waited and he waited and he waited. And what happened? All of a sudden, he started seeing light again. Whale opened up it wasn't a whale, big fish, but on the seashore, and he said, all right. And he walked out there and said, well, lo and behold, look, I'm at Nineveh. How did he get to Nineveh? Does anybody know? He was swallowed in the sea that didn't connect to Nineveh.
Right.
How did he get there? He didn't take a second thought. He went right there and said, I know what God told me to do. I'm going right there. And God has given us a voice in this day. Brother, sister, we know exactly what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
You are the Word made flesh in this day. Why don't you start acting like it? Jesus put it this way. He says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Proverbs 17:27, listen to this. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is an excellent spirit. I know I got another one. Let me find it. Proverbs 29:20. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. Let me find it. There was one more I wanted to go to. I know it's right here, I think. Yep, it's Proverbs 10:19. He says, in the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. What is he always talking about? Is too many times we just spurt off our feelings, we spurt off our thoughts, we spurt off our emotions, and what does it always do? Destroys everything that God's trying to do. If we would just back it up and say, Lord, wait a minute. I shouldn't be getting angry this fast. And you begin to look, how many's looked back at something you're getting angry about and said, that was the stupidest thing I ever could have got angry about. Why does it matter? I'm going to be in 5 minutes, it's over, and it's not. Why would I disrupt my entire house over that? Some of you think I'm talking about you. I'm talking about Brother Andrew. So, man, does it really matter that is in that spot of the room right now? How about we just wait and we'll go fix it and it'll be just fine? Nope, we got to go find out who did it and yell at him and get mad. Take back and say, you know what? This is what's really helped me. What would Jesus say in this situation? What would he say? And instead of getting carnal and says, well, I'm not Jesus, too bad. You have to recognize, wait a minute. My flesh isn't. I got that. It's not redeemed yet. It will be. Hallelujah. It will be changed. That's what Paul was talking about in the adoption. We are adopted by the Spirit. We understand that we're in the body of Christ. But he says we're waiting on the adoption of our body to be changed like unto his glorious body so that we're the sons of God. Mind, body, soul, spirit. I want it all to be the Word. I'm so tired of something that ain't the Word. I'll tell you that right now. I hate having this body that ain't the Word. But recognize we've already got the overcomer in us. I'm not going to go get the overcomer. I got it now. People say, I'll get divine healing. As Brother Bram said, what do we need divine healing in the millennium for? You're already perfect there. You need it now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Begin to back up and say, what would the Lord do? And recognize, I can't do what the Word said because the Word is in me.
Yep.
God has given us the seed, and then He sent His Word to energize that seed, and the Spirit gives it life. And what did the Bible say? The Word, the Spirit, the Father, it's all one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me read you a few quotes and I'll close on this. Coming out of Life, 1958. Now, the Christian church should have real character then. And if the life of Christ is in the church of Christ, then it's got to have the character of Christ. It'll produce the life of Christ. It's just no more than what we would call in the South common sense. If the life of the Spirit of Christ is in the church, it has to produce that life. Because the life that's in you makes your character. As I was trying, I was alluding to it, I want to say it now. The world has made it to where your word is not who you are.
Right.
And the reason, and a lot of us have to do that as well, because everyone lies. He said, how can you, being evil, say good things, as Jesus said? Out of your heart, your mouth speaking. What is a hypocrite? He's trying to be something that he actually isn't on the inside. So when you deal in the world, I understand, brother, you can't take their word as who they are. You have no idea who they are from what they say or what they do. Because sometimes people are just, they act as nice as they can be. They'll pay for everything you can have. But at the end of the day, you realize, them people are the meanest people I've ever met in my life. They couldn't care less. They could see a blind man walk off a cliff and laugh about it. Brother Rand talks about that. But then you'll meet another guy who's really just in a cage of sin. He's just got bitterness from something that's happened. He acts as mean as all can get out. But then you get to know him. You get to understand where he's coming from. And he opens up and you realize, this guy really isn't as mean as I thought he was. Hopefully that's the Son of God that's stuck in a cage and needs out. Because as long as you're bitter towards the Word, you ain't going to get out. Because the Word's the only way out of all that, brother, sister. God has never given us room to be bitter. He's given us no room to bring vengeance and to worry about all those things. All those things were crucified in Christ, brother, sister. All those things need to go by the wayside. Don't you even identify with that no more. Oh, I'm just a nervous person. Brother Bram said that, but he said, God has used it to make sure I do what's right. Amen. And remember, he used to kind of use it as an excuse, but what did the Lord tell him? He said, why do I always got to push you? Hallelujah. See, he didn't make excuse, and God didn't make excuse for his prophet. He allowed that to happen for a season, but that wasn't where he wanted him. He wanted him to have perfect peace about it. But he had to get to the place of faith where he knew once the inspiration comes, I need to just say and do what God has said and not worry about it. Brother, sister, how much more did that need to happen to this church more than anywhere else in the world, to every one of us, the second the inspiration of the Word hits you? Act upon it right now. That is the Word of the day. The Word is made flesh in you. That's the character of Christ. When the Father says it, I do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you take that little second, brother, sister, and I've done it many times, to just reason a little bit, but what if that was me? Be careful. Because the devil will tag right on that. And before you know it, you miss the whole plan of God. Hallelujah. Don't give the devil 1 second, brother, sister. You are made to be the Word. You're not being a hypocrite by being a Christian. That's what you are.
Amen.
How many believes that?
I do.
That is what you are. That's what you're predestinated to be. Too many people think that they're putting on the Lord Jesus like on a coat. That ain't what the Bible was saying. It was saying put it on because that's what you are.
Amen.
Quit being something else. Quit trying to act like darkness. You're the children of light. Act like light. Get rid of this malice. Get rid of this hate. Get rid of this envy. And realize you have so much blessing in your life. What are you jealous about? How in the world can you even be envious when you begin to think, I got a master with a cattle on 1,000 hills.
Amen.
What do I care, brother so-and-so's got a nicer car than I do, or they got a better house, or they got less trials than me. And we all know that really, at least the scale I've seen, and I'm not trying to keep going, but I hope you understand, is that people tend to think they got a lot, really don't. Those that have a lot really don't say a lot about it because they're trying to be spiritual about it. Hallelujah. Did that hit just right? I don't know. I need to say it again. A Christian believer, don't go around complaining. They'll tell you their troubles and tribulations and things, and I think that's good. We ought to tell one another that we pray for one another and edify one another up. Too many times people bash the ones down. Why are you dealing with that? I am. Help me. Hallelujah. Now, if you deal with the same thing for 27 years and you've been given the answer for 27 years and you want a different one and wonder why it's not working, well, sorry about your luck, but you need to come to the Word and just accept it the way it's written. People get mad when I talk about getting healing a lot of times. They might not directly say it, but they've got a little reasoning that we need to go further than by His stripes I'm healed. You ain't going no further than that. That's the Word. That's what He said. Now, if it don't seem to work right away, I'm going to tell you what's wrong. You got sin in your life. Or God's trying to use it to get you to see something that you didn't see. Job didn't have his own sin, but he didn't see what God wanted him to see yet. How many knows that? That's why he was sent through it. There was still a goal to it. Don't ever act like God is arbitrary. He is not. Everything that happens in your life has a direct, eternal purpose.
Exactly.
And that purpose will not be defeated. God will have a bride. That's the Word. She will be everything. She'll be everything He was in this age and many-membered body. I'm going to read this last one. Choosing of a bride. And then I'll close on this. Character. There was never a character like Jesus Christ. It lives in you and manifests Him. We see it's true. It's not worldly beauty of Him that attracts His bride. It's His character. the character of the church that Jesus looks for. Not where it's big buildings, where it's great denominations, where it's big membership. He promised to meet with wherever two or three are gathered together truly. That's where the true believer rests his hope, is upon the Word of God being vindicated in truth. Chose by His Word, not a worldly loving group. They hate that. No wonder she is divorced from Him, because she missed His revelation and she don't have it. He cares not for her the way she acts and does and how much of this worldly stuff she has. He's looking for her character. The character of Christ. Now, just a moment, now that's it. He chooses a bride to reflect His character, to which the modern churches of today certainly misses His program here a million miles, because they deny this to be the truth. So how could it be? Now, here's looking for the day for that bride to be formed. Excuse me. Here's looking for the day for that bride to be formed. Hebrews 13 and 8. Many people put that in the past. Why did he keep saying it over and over again? He said, that's the theme of my whole campaign. Hebrews 13 and 8. And he didn't even know what it was until the seals came open. He said, because Jesus Christ has always been the same all the way throughout every part of the bride, all the way since the beginning to now.
Right.
He has always been the same. And if he's always been the same, he'll manifest out of us just exactly like he did when he walked the shores of Galilee. Just exactly like it was, like he was. It's got to be his same flesh, same bones, same spirit, same everything. Just exactly built up. And them two then become one. Until the church becomes that, they're not one. The character of him, the word for this age, must be molded. She must be molded like he is. Brethren, I tell you, just let the things of the world go. Let the reasonings of this life just let go right out the door. Don't even listen to what the doctor says when you know it's bringing you down the tubes. Don't listen to the devil that says you ain't worthy to be a Christian. Of course you're not worthy to be a Christian, but somebody chose you anyways. And he didn't just choose you to lose you. He chose you because you're his. And he chose and ordained you that you would be just like him. Are you still being a well of two different waters? Say, Lord, take that salt nastiness out of my life. Fill me with that fresh water.
Amen.
Fill me anew. That's why I love the artesian well. You could sit there and you could stop it up. But I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. That pressure is going to build. And that devil put everything he can on there to keep it down. He'd give you every backslidden thing you can do, every trial, every tribulation, every complex you got. He'll just egg it right on over and over and over. Try to keep it down. But I'm here to break it to him, devil. It don't matter. Eventually, you can't put enough on to keep that pressure down. It just keeps on building. And I love when I see a Christian who has been built up and built up and built up, finally just say, because you know what? The devil ain't pushing it down. We do. We hold it down with our complexes or our feelings, or we keep that thing shut. And all of a sudden, when you yield to Him, it just... deliverance comes so simply. You tried so hard for 20 years. You tried so hard for 15 years. You realize, oh, I just need to believe God? Yes. I need to say, you know what, Lord? I can't overcome this, but I believe You did. And I don't believe you're way over there somewhere, still stuck on a cross somewhere, still in a manger, still in the tomb. You're right here.
Right.
You're in the Spirit. I remember when I received you, I pray you got the experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because I'll tell you, if you don't, you will fail. There ain't nowhere about it. There ain't nowhere else to go. You will fail because we're all failures to begin with. But that power, when it gets into the believer, it's absolute power. It's absolute authority. Well, I don't feel big. I don't feel strong. Just say the word anyways. And I guarantee you, as long as you stay with that word, every devil in hell will fall to its knees and cower away from you.
Yep.
Sure. See, brother, do you know what I'm going through? I do not. Do you know what I'm going through? You don't. But I'm here to tell you, this is the only power going to get us out of it.
Amen.
But I believe it with all my heart. If I got enough voice, enough life to give it to anything, it's always back to the Word. Just believe the Word. When Brother Branham preached the way of a true prophet, what did he say about Amos? He said the reason they could identify him as a real prophet is he had one message: go back to the Word. God has done the same in this day.
Sure.
He's still speaking to us this afternoon, or this evening rather. God has set forth in the church apostles, prophets, teachers, but don't tell me you got a revelation that ain't this Word of this day. this word that we've given, brother, sister, was enough authority for the prophet to say, this is the stature of a perfect man.
Amen.
This is what a son of God looks like. Many people have their ideas. Many people think that, you know, as we've talked about before, that they can live in all kinds of sin and they can still be sons of God. But we've had a voice say, no, that's a lie of the devil. Uh-huh. Brother Branham said, you got enough sense to know that a Christian that cuts her hair ain't really a Christian. Sure. You got sense to know that a man that's got pinups and things of the world is not a real Christian. That's right. But they've excused it, and it's getting into our message, brother, sister. I don't mean to keep going, but I just got to bring this home real quick. When we begin to allow things of the world to become normal in our message, we've lost it. We've opened up the gates, and the Philistines can come in any way they want.
That's right.
Don't let the TV back. Keep it out. Sure. Don't let the entertainments of this world. I think we're to the place now we don't even need to get on the news no more. Can I say that again? Because what does it do? If it does anything like it does you, like it does to me, all it does is bring me down. All it does is say, man, this is a terrible world. But God didn't bring us a message for us to look at the world.
That's right.
No, brother, sister, look. When God's prophet saw those ages go by, he said, I watched that Laodicean church go right off into chaos. And he said it just broke his heart. He said, Miss America, go right off there. He said, is that the best we could do, Lord? I've been preaching this all my life, and that's all we could do for you. He said, it began to tear him up, and he began to hear footprints, and he began to hear an army starting to march. Not what we think an army would look like with big, broad shoulders or anything, but a bunch of women clothed in the Word, marching to the tune of Onward, Christian soldiers. And he directed his attention to that and said, that bride I saw there looked just like the first one I saw back there. What he began to realize, that bride got out of step a little bit. And he said, before I just said it, he said, get back in line. He said, I came out of it. We've heard the same message come forth, and I believe that's the part of the message we're hearing today. Get back in line. Some of us look at this and we say, my goodness, look what's going on in the church. None of this would have ever happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. We never would have seen a sister wear something like that. We never would have had brothers do stuff like that. What are you looking at that for? Just get back in line.
Amen.
Preach it with your life. Let your word not be hot air. Let it be a life lived for God. You might bring down the bars, brother. You might bring it down, sister. But I'm staying right here on God's word. I'm not leaving it. I'm not forsaking it. I'm going to ride it all the way back to glory where I came from. It's the only thing going to get us back. Let's stand before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, he's worthy of praise tonight. He's worthy of honor. Glory to God in the highest. What a word we've got, brother, sister.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I'm not talking about the message I just brought here necessarily, but what a word has been given to us in this day of where we're at in Christ.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We're justified to where we never did it. We're sanctified to where we're just as holy as he is.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. We've received the same Holy Ghost. We've got the same power that descended on the Son of God at River Jordan.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. The same one that raised the dead. The same one that devils just ran out the door. It lives in you, brother, sister.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you worship him? Can you thank him for what he's done for you, brother, sister?
Thank you.
I will praise him. I will praise him. Hallelujah. 258, if you don't know it. I think it's F, yeah.
I will praise him. I will praise him.
Stay on F. I said the wrong song. Go ahead and hit F again.
I will praise the Lord. Oh, I will praise the Lord.
No matter what tomorrow brings.
No matter what tomorrow brings. What it has in store. I will praise the Lord.
Lift your hearts to Him now. Yes, Lord.
Oh, I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise.
Oh, help me out tonight. Give Him praise. Give Him worship. Thank you, Lord.
I will praise the Lord. Oh, I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, I praise your name, Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Blessed be His name.
I will.
Oh, just praise Him, children. Give Him worship to His name.
Oh, I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store.
Just let the Spirit have His way tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Let Him take over everything of your body, your soul.
I will praise.
Lord, I give this body to You for service.
Oh,
I give You my heart. I give You my soul. Hallelujah.
No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise the Lord.
One more time. Let's give Him a wave offering tonight. Thank You, Lord.
I will praise the Lord.
Yes, Father. Glory to God.
I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store.
Bow our heads for a minute.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise You,
that
place,
Jesus. Because He lives.
Thank You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads before the Lord as Dad plays that. Oh, hallelujah. Before the Lord, every head bowed, every eye closed. You have that faith of what we just sang. It says, Lord, no matter what tomorrow brings, no matter how dark and dismal it might look, Lord, I got something in me. I'm just going to praise You anyways. I'm just going to thank You anyways. Job looked at his wife. His wife watched him lose everything, watched him sitting there sick, scraping boils. Said, Job, just curse God and die. He said, Thou speakest like a foolish woman. Lord gave, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brother, sister, I don't come to minimalize trials to make you seem like you. If it wasn't for the Lord, you'd have reason to complain. You sure would. But we've got such a great God, brother, sister. We've got such an almighty power that God, and if He was just off there without any connection to Him, we'd have reason to complain. But God has bridged us back to Himself. That ultimate power has now been transferred into you. Your trial might look big, but compared to the power of God that's been given to every born-again son and daughter of God, it doesn't even show up. Every Christian here, would you take your faith and raise it to the Lord and say, Lord, I've been through a lot. I might be going through a lot. But before you, I'm here to say, no matter what comes, I'm going to praise you. No matter what comes, I'm going to give glory to your name. No matter what happens, Lord, don't let one word of unbelief come out of my mouth. May it be faith all the time. When everything says, doubt my word, doubt my word, doubt my word, let me recognize that that's the devil talking to me. That's not you, Lord, that's the devil. Lord, I'm not here to give him praise. I'm here to give you praise, Lord. Brother, sister, we pray. We say, God, help me. Help me to be like Christ. You send the trial. Don't complain. Say, thank you, Lord. It's exactly what I needed. And if you hold on to that faith, I'm telling you, the trial will do what it's supposed to in your life, and you'll come right out just A-okay, brother, sister. Is there any Christian, just say, Lord, I'm not making a real altar call like we would for sinners, because I believe you're Christians, brothers, sisters. I really do. I feel that joint spirit right now. Hallelujah. Don't give none of your praise. Don't give none of your effort. Don't give none of your desire to anything of the devil, anything of unbelief. Hallelujah. I believe this with all my heart. Say that word. Say it now. Some of you got ailments, I can tell. Hallelujah. Some of you have to stretch and things like that. Don't give the devil no credit. Say, thank the Lord. I'm feeling good. Thank you, Jesus. Devil say, you just lying. Say, no, I'm not. The word is what I am. And the word said he's already healed me. See, that faith began to rise. Now act upon it. Act upon it. Do whatever the devil told you can't do, you go ahead and do it. That's right. You just go ahead and move that leg the way it can't move. You move that arm the way it can't. Let faith say it's fine anyways. Hallelujah. Now, get beyond that. Get down to your soul and lift that soul up to God without any complex. Lift that soul to God without any condemnation. Don't bring condemnation. You've been forgiven, brother, sister. Yeah. God justified you. Worship Him in that way. Worship Him free of condemnation. Worship Him with the glory of God shining out of your heart. Hallelujah. That's it, brother, sister. That's it. Give Him praise. Give Him honor. Lift your voice in faith. Praise your holy name. You're not a fanatic. That's the Holy Ghost sweeping over you. Hallelujah. That's what's giving you that joy. That's what's giving you that peace all of a sudden. Hallelujah. Why can we face all this? Because Jesus Christ lives. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be His name. Blessed be His name. Just reach out, brother, sister. Take that promise tonight. It's yours. It's yours. You're the word of this day. Speak that word. Speak it with all that's in you. Don't let those lost souls go to hell. Speak that word. Say, Lord, you put every roadblock in the way. Cripple them on every side till they come crawling to you, Lord. Father, I pray the same for myself, Lord. Don't let me never get out of the way. If I start walking the wrong way, Lord, break my legs so I come back. Lord, if I start looking the wrong way, as Jesus said, let me go blind. I don't care as long as I come back to the right word. Let me stay with this word with all my heart. Brother, sister, you know how the devil's been coming after this message more now than he ever has. Don't you get bit. Don't you even go over to that land. That's death on every side. That's thus saith the Lord, brother, sister. They'll say you're free just to cage you up and put you to the butcher shop just like all the rest of them have. They don't got anything out there that you want. You had all that. You gave it up for this. Hallelujah. Just a second, the devil starts reminding you of the things that you've given up. Remember what happened because of that. The pleasure of sin is so temporary. Is there anyone just wants to dedicate themselves afresh tonight to the Lord? Say, Lord, that's my heart. I put on the altar. Whatever I'm supposed to do, Lord, just let me be humble. Let me be reverent. But let me be in action for the kingdom. God bless you, saints. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song with renewed faith. Because He lives. And because He lives, I'm an overcomer. Yes, Lord. Oh, I can face tomorrow. Because if there's any needs for prayer, would you come forward now? I felt that come through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Because I know He holds my future.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And like His word, the living.
the one true living God. The God of David is still God today. They have put faith in him. And God's in the act just like the Son of David. Vessel be healed for the glory of God and for the use of the kingdom. Grant to him, I pray. We agree together as a body of believers in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Give him praise, brother. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God praise, brother, sister. Let all your fears go. Thank the Lord. Let all your reasoning leave.
And because
I'm in the Master's hand and everything's going to work just fine.
He holds my future and life is worth the living just because he lives.
One more time.
And because he I can face.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Because he lives.
Thank you, Lord.
All fear is gone. And because I know he holds my fear.
Worship him your own way. Give him praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed
Hallelujah.
Be your name, Lord. You're blessed worthy
be the
of praise.
Lamb. Blessed
thank
be
you,
the
Lord,
Lamb,
for everything
Father.
You've done, Lord
praise
Jesus. Thank you for
name,
your mercy
Lord
and
Jesus.
Grace.
Praise
your patience
Jesus.
With me, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You so much for all
Hallelujah.
Your love.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus.
Blessed be your name,
blessed
Jesus.
Be your name,
thank
Father.
You for your word. Thank you for
praise
truth.
God.
Thank
praise
you for the Holy
God,
Ghost, Lord.
God.
Powerful on high.
Oh, you're so wonderful.
Lord, thank you for this
wonderful
word.
Lord.
Thank you for the promise.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Fill me with the Holy Ghost,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord, for overcoming for me, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, Lord, for turning on
name.
The light for me, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes,
for
Lord,
filling me with oil,
you,
Lord
Jesus.
For trimming my lamp.
Worship you.
Lord, for lighting the fire
Lord,
in my soul.
Lord, find real worship
spirit,
here,
Lord,
in
Jesus.
Spirit and in
I
truth.
Praise
be
you, I praise
in
you,
your
I
sight,
praise
Lord.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah,
oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Blessed
Jesus.
Be the name
hallelujah.
Of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, let's give him praise tonight.
Thank you.
It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive.
Yeah.
Keeping me alive. It's keeping me alive.
Oh, yes.
It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive.
Yeah.
I feel Jesus
is keeping
me alive.
Oh, yeah.
the Spirit tonight.
It's Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Oh, it's keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
It's all over me.
And it's all over me. All over me,
and it's keeping me alive.
Well, Jesus is keeping me alive.
Is it all over you tonight? Giving praise.
Yes. Oh, it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Oh, it's keeping me alive. Well, and it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
It's the Holy Ghost and fire.
It's the Holy Ghost in fire, and it's keeping me alive.
Hallelujah.
Keeping me alive.
Oh, it is keeping me alive. Oh,
it's the Holy Ghost in fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Oh, and God's not dead. He is alive. God's not dead. I feel him in my hands. I feel him in
come
my
on.
Feet. I feel him in my heart. I feel him all over me.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, singing God's not dead.
Come on now.
He is alive. And God's not dead. He is alive.
I believe, Lord.
God's not dead. He is alive. I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him in my heart.
I feel him all over me. Come on now, give him praise.
God's not dead. He is alive. God's not dead. He is alive. God's not dead. He is alive. I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him in my heart.
I feel it all. Just play it, Dad. Give me a clap off for that. Come on now. Yes, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God in the heart. Yes, Lord. Sing it again with all your heart now.
Oh, God's not dead. He is alive. God's not dead.
No, no, no.
He is alive.
Oh, yes.
God's not dead.